Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the New Testament book of Luke, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 23. And our message today will really cover the whole chapter, but we don't want to read all of those verses. So we have selected to read verses 13 through 18. And verse 24. Again, that is the gospel according to Luke chapter 23, verses 13 through 18, and verse 24. And from the New International Version of the Holy Scripture, we have these words written. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was inciting the people to rebellion. I have examined him in your presence and have found no basis for your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. As you can see, he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him." But the whole crowd shouted, "Away with this man. Release Barabbas to us." Verse 24, so Pilate decided to grant their demand. Amen. The word of God to the people of God. On this Sunday morning prior to our election, I want to talk to you from the subject, Decision 2020, the challenge to make a difficult decision during difficult times. Again, our subject is Decision 2020, the challenge to make a difficult decision during difficult times. Sing praise thing.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
Sing it for me.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord,
to the Lord,
for he is good.
He is good.
Yes, he is good.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Oh, give thanks
to the Lord.
He is good.
For he is good.
Hallelujah. Even in the times that we are currently living in, our Lord is still worthy to be praised. Decision 2020. The challenge to make a difficult decision during difficult times. My brothers and sisters, this coming Tuesday, I believe that the most important decision in my entire 60 years of life will be made by the citizens of the United States of America. This important decision will be about who will serve in the offices of President and Vice President of our country. I believe that the soul and character of our nation is at stake. Also, here in the state of North Carolina, we have a major governor and lieutenant governor race, a major Senate race, along with other partisan and nonpartisan political offices that we must make some critical decisions on. You know as well as I do that over the last several months, we have been inundated with television commercials and mailings about each candidate running for office, identifying the pros, why they should be elected, and the cons, why their competitor should not be elected. Force of logic teaches us that everybody who runs for a political office cannot win. Brothers and sisters, somebody has to lose. A decision has to be made on who gets the job and who doesn't get the job. A decision has to be made on who stays and who has to go. A decision has to be made in the case of our presidential and state candidates on who will best serve our country and state, and not their own personal agendas. The decision on who will be the right president and state leaders should not be a decision based merely on whether the candidate is black or white, male or female, young or old, but it should be based upon which candidate's heart is sensitive to God's will for humankind. Listen, any candidate who puts profits before people and wants to disenfranchise any people based upon economics, race, or gender cannot be the right candidate. They can't be. That's the pastor saying, can't be the right choice. In our text today, Jesus has just emerged at dawn from his religious trial before the Sanhedrin court of Israel, in which his admission that he was the Son of God enraged them and caused them to call for his death. But, New Providence from friends, there was a problem. The Sanhedrin court lacked the authority and power to carry out the sentence of death, and therefore had to present Jesus to the Roman authorities and ask that they would carry out the sentence of death. Now, the Jewish leaders had arrested Jesus initially on religious charges. They charged him with blasphemy because he dared to call himself the Son of God. But because they knew that this charge would be thrown out of a Roman court, they had to come up with a political reason for executing Jesus. Their strategy was to present Jesus as a rebel who told the people not to pay their taxes and who claimed to be king and thus was a threat to Caesar. My brothers and sisters, this was all lies, of course. But I have discovered that charges levied against a person don't have to be true to be believed by the masses or by the few. Come on now, there are people today whose lives have been interrupted, and for some, their lives have been destroyed because someone told a lie or spread a false rumor or report on them. And listen, no matter how holy and how righteous you may live, let me tell you, somebody will believe the lie and run with it. Am I right about it? I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired of watching all of the negative ads leading up to our election day. It has gotten to the point that it's difficult to distinguish the truth from a lie. Well, let me move on. My brothers and sisters, let us walk down through chapter 23 of the Gospel according to Luke to find out the events that precede our selected scriptural text for this morning. You still have your Bibles open, don't you? Beginning at verse 1 of chapter 23, we find these words written. Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Messiah, a king." So Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so," Jesus replied. It is interesting to note that just a few days earlier, some of the same folk that cheered Jesus into Jerusalem as the Messianic King who comes in the name of the Lord have now flipped the script and are now telling lies on Jesus. My brothers and sisters, somebody got to them. Somebody caused them to switch sides. Somebody used their influence in a negative way to work against Jesus, our Christ. And unfortunately, I hate to even say this, the ones that were guilty of sabotaging the goodness of Jesus were the ones who stood up in the temple week after week, reading and proclaiming the scriptures. Yes, that's right. It was the religious leaders, the evangelicals, if you will, who, if they would have just kept true to the scriptures and not give in to personal ambitions, foolish lusts, desire for power and prestige, would have never tried to sabotage the ministry of Jesus. Yes, it was the priests, the preachers, if you will, who turned the people away from Jesus. Let me leave that alone. Let me leave it alone. Now that the people have responded in a way that Pilate wasn't expecting them to respond in, the Bible says that Pilate begins to look for a way out of having to make a decision about Christ. Did you hear what I said? I said Pilate begins to look for a way out of having to make a decision about Jesus Christ. So he says to the chief priest and the crowd in verse 4, Pilate says, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." But verse 5 says, "But they, the religious leaders insisted. He stirs up the people all over Judea by his teaching. Guess what? He started in Galilee and has come all the way here causing this trouble. Verses 6 and 7 tells us that on hearing this, Pilate asked if Jesus was a Galilean. When he had learned that Jesus was a Galilean, and as a Galilean, he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent Jesus to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. My brothers and my sisters, I believe we can learn some valuable lessons from Pilate in the area of making a difficult decision. First of all, we learn from Pilate that passing off a problem for someone else to handle is not handling a problem. Let me say that again. We learn from Pilate that passing off a problem for someone else to handle is not handling a problem. Listen, Pilate attempted to avoid making a decision. When he heard that Jesus was a Galilean, that was all he needed to hear. Pilate says, in effect, that this Jesus is not my problem anymore. He is not my responsibility. Send him to Herod. Pilate breathes a sigh of relief and congratulates himself. Sound like somebody we know? For getting rid of this thorny problem so easily. Not only has he managed to pawn the problem off on someone else, in this case, it was someone that he did not particularly like anyway. You see, Pilate and Herod disliked each other. So Pilate gets to pass off his Jesus problem to Pilate, who he hopes will catch a lot of hell from having to deal with Jesus. And how fortunate it was for Pilate that Herod was also in Jerusalem at this same season. My brothers and my sisters, passing off a problem for someone else to handle is not handling a problem. Blaming others for all of your problems is the norm of our day. Over the last 4 years, our sitting president, Donald John Trump, has continuously passed off all his problems on the prior presidential administration of former President Barack Obama. For the last 4 years, our sitting president has blamed every problem that our country has faced on the previous administration. And the problems that he could not blame on the past administration, such as the coronavirus, he passed on to his vice president, Mike Pence, to deal with. Am I right about it? And he is good at trying to convince the American people that all of our country's ills were passed to him and that he has done more for our country than any other president. Let me leave this point. Don't change channel. Listen to me good. Many parents who in the past passed off the responsibility of raising and nurturing their children are having to now take on their God-given responsibility of parenting as the result of the coronavirus. Listen, they cannot pass off their responsibility to others now, but must personally engage in parenting their own children. Listen, since schools have closed, many parents who used to pass off their problem children to teachers have had a wake-up call having to deal with the bad behavior of their children. They have now discovered that it was not the teacher with the problem, but it was Junior and Sally who really had the problem. Listen to me good. All I'm saying is passing off a problem for someone else to handle is not handling a problem. Secondly, we learn from Pilate that when it comes down to making a difficult decision, that the problem we refuse to deal with will come back and haunt us later on. Oh, did y'all hear what I said? I said we learn from Pilate that when it comes down to making a difficult decision, that the problem we refuse to deal with will come back to haunt us in our future. In verses 8 through 10, Jesus is sent to Herod. When Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased, because for a long time, Herod had been wanting to see Jesus. From what he had heard about Jesus, he hoped to see Jesus perform a sign or a miracle of some sort. Herod begins to question Jesus, and the Bible says that Jesus gave him no answer. Jesus did not say a word. And when Jesus refused to answer Herod, the chief priests and the teachers of the law who were standing there vehemently began to accuse Jesus. But guess what? Jesus held his peace. And my brothers and sisters, this is a lesson that all of us must learn. Sometimes you and I have to learn how to hold our peace. Some of us get into a lot of trouble because we don't know how to keep our mouths shut and let the Lord fight our battles. Sometimes, listen to me good, New Providence and friends. Sometimes people will say bad things about you, or they may question your integrity in order to get you to say something or act in a way that they can accuse you of wrongdoing. But sometimes you have to realize that you don't need to respond to their foolishness. Sometimes speaking makes matters worse than better. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying some of us need to learn how to hush our mouths. When Jesus refused to respond to Herod, the Bible says in verse 11 that Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked Jesus. They arrayed him in an elegant robe, and then check out closely the next words in the text. After they mocked Jesus and put him in an elegant robe, guess what they did? They sent Jesus back to Pilate. Did y'all hear that? I said they sent Jesus back to Pilate. Now you know that Pilate thought that he had gotten rid of his Jesus problem once and for all when he sent Jesus to Herod. But guess what? He forgot that the problems that we refuse to deal with will come back and haunt us in the future. And check out this crazy thing that happened. Verse 12 in the text tells us that when Herod sent Jesus back to Pilate, that Herod and Pilate became friends. Now remember, they couldn't stand each other before. But now, when Jesus comes back, Herod and Pilate became friends. How easy it is for foes to become friends when they have a common problem. Lord have mercy. There are many of us watching and listening today who know, we have experienced personally, that undealt problems will keep on showing up in our lives. Problems will keep haunting us until we make a decision that I am going to deal with this problem once and for all. But then we learn another lesson from Pilate when it comes down to making a difficult decision. And that lesson is this: when you have a difficult decision to make, do not discount the effects of outside pressure. Let me say that again. When you have a difficult decision to make, do not discount the effects of outside pressure. Oh, come on, come on now. In verses 21 and 22, the Bible says, but they, the people and the religious leaders, kept shouting, crucify him, crucify him. And Pilate says to them, and this is the third time, why, what crime has this man committed? I have in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, what I will do, I will have him punished and then released to you. Listen, 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 my brothers and sisters. Pilate had a lot of outside pressure to deal with. And Pilate was more concerned about what people thought about him than doing the right thing. Because Pilate did not want to make a difficult decision, Pilate caves in to the outside pressure that the people and the religious leaders were putting on him. Even though Pilate knew in his heart that Jesus was being railroaded. That's the reason why Pilate tried three times to acquit Jesus with his words, and then tried to provide a substitution in his place. Y'all, good Bible readers. Y'all remember he offered either Barabbas or Jesus, and the religious leaders and the crowd shouted, we want Barabbas. Crucify Jesus, who is known as the Christ. My brothers and sisters, as I prepare to close this message, I have discovered that outside pressure can make decisions very difficult and very trying for us. Even though inwardly it may be clear to us what decision we should make, outside pressure can still get the best of us. Let's see what outside pressure called Pilate to decide to do. Outside pressure caused Pilate to give the people a choice between a robber and the Redeemer. Outside pressure caused Pilate to give give the people a choice between a sinner and the Savior. Outside pressure, Lord have mercy, caused Pilate to give the people a choice between a murderer and a God of mercy. Outside pressure caused Pilate to give the people a choice between man and Emmanuel, which means God with us. Outside pressure caused Pilate to give a people the choice to choose whether or not they would believe God or believe man. And I don't know about you, but in the difficult times that we are currently living in, I don't know about you, but I am praying and asking God to lead me in making the right decisions. I don't know about you, but I need him to help me make the right decision in selecting a president, governor, senator, and other governmental leadership. I need his help in making the right decisions for my family and for my own personal life. I don't know about you, but in these difficult times, I want to make the right decision. And if I don't lean to my own understanding, if I acknowledge him in all my ways, he will direct me in the path of truth. My prayer, I don't know what your prayer is, but my prayer in these days is, God, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, every moment, every minute, every second, I need thee. Oh, bless me. Bless me now, my Savior, because I come. To thee. I need you, God. We need you as a country. We need you as a church. We need you as individuals. We need you as a collective community. We need you. So help us, God, to make the right decision in these difficult times.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us. And be blessed.